Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating a shooting on the southwest side this morning. It left a man in critical condition. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco police say this happened just about 3 hours ago in the Chicago Law neighborhood. A 57-year-old man was driving near 59th and Troy when someone pulled up in a car next to him and started shooting. The driver was shot in the head. He then crashed the car into an accountant's office. That building's front window can be seen smashed, and there was also damage to a brick wall. Now, the driver was taken to the hospital in critical condition. There was also a 24-year-old man in the passenger seat. He was not shot, but was also taken to the hospital for an evaluation. The shooter fled the scene, and no one is in custody. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If it feels more crowded at the airport than it did last Thanksgiving, it's not your imagination. The airlines expect an 11% increase in travelers at O'Hare this holiday week. That's where we find WBBM's Nancy Hardy, who joins us live.
Cisco, many of us step into the role of cook for Thanksgiving, but Steve and Kirk are pros, literally. They are professional chefs flying to Pennsylvania to cook for about 110,000 fans at Saturday's Penn State game. So we had to ask about bringing food in your luggage.
I have food in my backpack right now. I brought it from Portland, and it would be smoked ribs, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens. That's what I brought.
And is it in, like, dry ice, or how do you...
Yes. Wrap it and we cool it properly.
Stay away from things like peanut butter and cheese.
Those more solid items tend to get flagged at security, he says. 1.8 million people are expected to fly through here and Midway between now and Monday, with Sunday being the busiest day. Reporting live from Terminal 1 at O'Hare, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A groundbreaking ceremony will be held later this morning, rebuilding a historic church on the south side. It was destroyed by fire 2.5 years ago. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church at 63rd and Stewart burned down on Good Friday in 2022. The new building will include a worship space and what's being called an empowerment center. Construction's expected to take a little more than a year. The ceremony's scheduled for 11 o'clock this morning.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents in Hinsdale School District 86 turned out for a special meeting last night. It was about a student found with a loaded gun at Hinsdale South High School.
Parents wanted to know, how does a student show up for school smelling of marijuana at 8 a.m. and is not searched and a gun found until 3 hours later?
He's not going to be in the right state of mind. If someone just bullies him, at any point he could have just pulled out that gun and done whatever he wanted to do.
The parents were told the school resource officer was in training that morning. Metal detectors also were brought up.
Some of the parents have called me and asked that the weapon detection system is deployed much more regularly or full time. Several parents have also called me and said they don't want that to happen because they're worried about the implications. They are worried about a quote-unquote police state.
The student, a 16-year-old boy, is charged with two felonies. He's in juvenile detention. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Another migrant shelter in Chicago has closed. CBS News Chicago reports the facility at a former motel on North Sheridan and Chase has been in operation since July of last year. There's no word on a future use for the building. The city and state are still operating 9 migrant shelters in Chicago, housing about 3,700 people. A new poll was sponsored by 14 members of the city council. It finds most Chicago residents are opposed to any hike in property taxes. The alderman paid for the poll after the mayor presented a $150 million tax hike as an alternative to the $300 million increase he initially proposed. Alderman Scott Wagaspack says the goal of the effort is for the mayor to wake up a bit.
In the discussions we've been having with our residents, we just have said we have to get back to spending less. We don't bring in enough revenue, and we never could for the type of funding of programs that the mayor wants. So there's just a complete disconnect between what taxpayers are able to stomach versus what the mayor wants to do in his budget.
The mayor's office had no comment on the poll. A rural downstate school district is canceling high school graduation prayers.
According to the National Separation of Church and State Watchdog Group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, a scheduled graduation ceremony prayer at Cowden Herrick High School back in May turned into a religious rant, othering students based on their sexual orientation, causing several people to walk out of the event. A letter sent by the FFRF to the school district about the incident, which they say violated Illinois law prohibiting planned prayer at public school events, was met with a response that pre-planned prayer at school events would no longer be scheduled moving forward. Representatives for the school district could not be reached for comment. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
For only the second time ever, an unwanted aquatic weed has been found in Illinois.
Hydrilla is banned in the state, illegal to buy, sell, or transport. But the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it's now growing in a suburban DuPage County waterway. That poses plenty of problems, since experts say the invasive weed can grow up to 1 inch each day and wreak havoc on fish and other aquatic life, as well as homes and boats. It can also cost millions of dollars to get rid of. Officials say someone may have accidentally released the hydrilla from an aquarium or water garden. They're urging anyone who may spot its pointy, bright green leaves with small teeth to contact the DNR immediately. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh List.
Jim was talking a little more boldly about older brother John before the latest Harbaugh Bowl.
I'd lay down my life for my brother, but I would not let him win a football game, and he wouldn't want it that way.
The only brothers to coach against each other in the NFL are back in a face-off on Monday Night Football. Jim chatting with ESPN pregame. His Chargers up 10-0 early at home, and then the Ravens rally. Lamar Jackson runs for a score, throws for another, and they pull away Baltimore with another Jackson touchdown throw in the fourth, and Justice Hill 51-yard rushing score. John's Ravens humble Jim's Chargers 30-23. Their post-game hug at midfield, warm but brief.
I just told him, hey, you're a great coach, and you have a great team, you know, and I love you. And he said, I love you, and congratulations. That's good, yeah.
62-year-old John improves to 3-0 against the soon-to-be 61-year-old Jim Harbaugh. Ravens 8-4, Chargers 7-4. They'll be cool at the Thanksgiving table. 4-7 Bears need to snap out of that five-game losing streak if they want to keep any kind of postseason hopes alive. They'll take aim at Thanksgiving Day Detroit on the road. Still about a 10.5-11-point underdog. Practice kicks in a few hours for the Bears. Illinois humbles Arkansas Little Rock by 58 points to improve to 5-1, the Illini. Notre Dame plays Rutgers at 9:30 tonight in the Players Era Festival in Las Vegas. This is not just another preseason, early season college basketball event. Nine schools, including Notre Dame and Rutgers, are guaranteed $1 million to their NIL collectives with bonus money, including $500,000 to the champion. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Creativity meets a classic in this year's Manual Cinema's A Christmas Carol.
Co-artistic director of Manual Cinema, Julia Miller, opens up one of the dozens of storage boxes and dusts off some of her old friends.
We've got some villagers. We've got a giant feast for the ghost of Christmas present who loves food.
Hundreds of paper puppets, scenery, and props that make up Manual Cinema's A Christmas Carol.
Some of the materials we use are cardboard and paper and paint. We use a lot of kebab skewers, so literally like the ones you get from the grocery store. It's like we really do want to reveal the technique and how simple the tools are that we're using to create the magic on stage.
Manual Cinema has been Chicago-based for 14 years, but tours internationally. This holiday's one-of-a-kind rendition of the Charles Dickens classic will feature shadow puppetry, sound design, live music, and cinematic creations. They'll be at the Studebaker Theater December 13th through the 29th. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WPPM.
Chicago police are issuing a community alert after an incident yesterday on an L platform on the west side. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
Police say this happened at about 9 a.m. at the Costner Avenue Pink Line station. A girl, a juvenile, no age given, told police she was standing on the platform and she felt something rub up against her back. She turned around to see a man exposing himself. He was dressed all in black except the shoes, black baseball cap, shirt, and pants, yellow shoes. Thin build, about 6 feet tall, about 40 years old. It's unclear if the CTA's extensive network of high-definition security cameras captured the incident. This is considered criminal sexual abuse. Police are looking to the public to help identify the man. Information can be shared anonymously at cpdtip.com. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
No business was conducted during last night's meeting of the Thornton Township Board because of a lack of trustees. The scheduled time of 6 o'clock, Supervisor Tiffany Henyard, her staff, and two residents were the only ones there. Two trustees were boycotting the meeting. Thornton Township includes 17 south suburban communities with a combined 190,000 residents. The next meeting is scheduled for December 17th. President-elect Trump is celebrating a big Monday. CBS's Jared Hill.
The president-elect scored two judicial victories. First, a D.C. federal judge dismissed the election interference case against him just hours after special counsel Jack Smith said it should be dropped.
The Constitution mandates that they cannot prosecute a sitting president, and that is the basis for the motion to dismiss.
Smith also requested that Trump be removed from the federal classified documents case out of Florida, which is currently on appeal.
The president-elect still has an unresolved legal case in New York State.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.